For weeks, young Nigerians have been out in the streets protesting police violence and a lack of economic opportunity. And then on Tuesday night in Lagos, the military shot at them and killed 12 people. NPR's Africa correspondent Eder Peralta has been following this story from Nairobi.
The governor of Lagos, Babajide Sanwa-Olu, tried to calm tensions yesterday, saying he had ordered an investigation into the actions of security forces.
I want to once again, and passionately from the depth of my heart, appeal to our teeming youths, to our protestants, that they should please give peace a chance.
But the governor also said protesters had not been killed. Even as he spoke, his city burned. Angry mobs set the Port Authority building on fire. They broke into police stations, grabbing furniture, cabinets, setting those on fire. Amnesty International says it has documented 56 deaths since protests against police brutality began about 2 weeks ago. Demonstrators' complaints have broadened to include corruption and the lack of jobs. The protests are the biggest in Nigeria in decades. The rights group says on Tuesday, the military systematically targeted protesters, turning off streetlights and security cameras before they opened fire on a gathering on Lagos's Lekki Bridge. But on Wednesday, demonstrators returned to the bridge and protests erupted nationwide. In Anambra, in southeastern Nigeria, a small group gathered for a candlelight memorial. They mourned and read the names of young Nigerians killed by police. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.